KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, let's run down the scores from Friday night's high school hoops here in the listening area. In boys basketball, it was Atlantic over Red Oak 57-47. AHSTW down Missouri Valley 66-37. ADM was a 58-38 winner over Perry. Arweva down Woodbine 70-54. The Audubon Wheelers were a 66-61 winner over Tri-Center in boys basketball. Boyer Valley dumped West Harrison, Mount Damon by a score of 55-49. Cam was a 59-56 winner over Adair Casey Guthrie Center, or ACGC if you will. Central Decatur of Leon beat Southwest Valley 74-39. Clarinda Academy was an 84-36 winner over Heartland Christian. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Glidden Ralston 63-23 in boys action. It was Creston over Shenandoah 78-34. Denison Schleswig getting past Council Bluffs St. Albert 66-54. East Mills was a 65-20 winner over Griswold. Exira EHK beat Peyton Sherdan in boys hoops 68-24. Also in Western Iowa was Logan Magnolia over Oakland Riverside 76-37. Mount Air beating Afton East Union 86-47. Nottoway Valley was a 71-28 winner over Liberty Center Southeast Warren. Omaha Scott Catholic defeated Glenwood 75-50. Panorama was a 72-61 winner over Earlham. In overtime, Sioux City West beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln in boys basketball 67-65. Stanton was a 68-36 winner over Fremont Mills. Trainer downed IKM Manning 56-46. It was Van Meter over Kemper Catholic 51-42. And Winterset beating Carroll 55-46. In the boys' Bluegrass Conference Tournament quarterfinal, Mormon Trail Garden Grove defeated Orient Magsburg 71-44. In girls' hoops, Red Oak beat Atlantic last night 56-47. It was AHSTW over Missouri Valley 74-37. ADM downing Perry 68-39. Arweva was a 62-32 winner over Woodbine. Boyer Valley girls beat West Harrison 59-33. Cam blew away ACGC 80-26. Central Decatur was a 64-44 winner over Southwest Valley. Also in girls' action, Denison Schleswig beat St. Albert 57-32. Des Moines Christian was a 73-30 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Glenwood beat Lewis Central 59-54. Glidden Ralston was a 63-35 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard in girls basketball. Griswold beat East Mills 35-24. Logan Magnolia pulled off a 70-32 victory over Oakland Riverside. Mount Air beat East Union by a score of 71-15. Nottoway Valley girls beat Southeast Warren 60-25. Panorama was a 52-34 winner over Earlham. Peyton Sherdan defeated Exira EHK 59-47. Elsewhere in girls' hoops, it was Shenandoah over Creston 60-41. Sioux City West beating Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 52-38. Stanton girls had a 51-37 win over Fremont Mills. Trainer beat up on IKM Manning 62-42. Tri-Center was a 68-49 winner over Audubon. And Twin Cedars Bussey was a 23-16 winner over Orient Magsburg. In girls' Western Valley Conference Tournament first-round action, Kingsley Pearson defeated Otobold Arthur BCIG 66-39. It was Ridgeview over West Monona 66-52. Westwood Sloan beating Lawton Bronson 69-49, and Woodbury Central girls were a 62-42 winner over Siouxland Christian. And taking a look at top 25 college basketball action from Friday, it was number 5 Michigan defeating Indiana 69-46, and number 15 Buffalo was a 88-79 winner over Kent State. In college basketball news, point guard Trey Jones has been upgraded to probable for number 2 Duke's game today against Georgia Tech after missing 2 games with a right shoulder injury. Jones had been out indefinitely since separating his AC joint in a collision with Syracuse's Frank Howard early in an overtime loss to the Orange on January 14th. In that kind of injury, the collarbone separates from the shoulder blade. The on-campus attendance record for college basketball is expected to be broken when number 2 Duke visits Syracuse next month. Syracuse University said Friday all available tickets for the February 23rd game against the Blue Devils in the Carrier Dome are sold out. More seating was added at the start of the season, so the current record of 35,446 is expected to be eclipsed. A federal judge in Connecticut has heard arguments in former UConn men's basketball coach Kevin Ollie's $10 million dispute with the school over his firing last March due to recruiting violations. A judge in Bridgeport, Connecticut, did not immediately rule on Ali's motion to allow him to move forward with a racial discrimination complaint without jeopardizing his right to arbitration. Ali, who is black, alleges he was treated differently than former coach Jim Calhoun, who is white and wasn't fired after being penalized for recruiting violations. And taking a look at some scores from the NBA last night, it was Washington defeating Orlando 95-91, Brooklyn a 109-99 winner over the New York Knicks, Miami beat Cleveland 100-94, Houston was a 121-119 winner over Toronto, the LA Clippers beat Chicago 106-101 in NBA action, Sacramento was a 99-96 winner over Memphis, Dallas beat Detroit 106-101, Milwaukee was a 108-99 winner over Charlotte, Denver beat Phoenix 132-95, and it was Utah over Minnesota by a score of 106-102. Sports was brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.